You're listening to 94.5 ESPN, WKTI and WKTI-HD Milwaukee, a Good Karma Brands radio station. Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Thursday. Kyle Bruston-Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me is a disheveled Kyle Wallace.
Listen, I'm going to be an old curmudgeon. People come in here touching stuff, moving stuff around. My mic feel too low. I'm going to tell you right now, when I get old, I'm going to complain a lot.
Does your dad complain a lot?
Nah. He's more of like a, I get my spaz from him. So when I just randomly spaz, I get that from him. Even though I was told, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that because in Britain, that's like a bad word.
Spaz?
Yeah, it's an offensive word in Britain. Yeah. I'm sorry, America.
Brad Northman, you are a little weird right now. Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up here with us. But most importantly, Alex Troef is on his three-day excursion to move into from a two-bedroom three blocks away into a two-bedroom. So, talked to him on the phone today.
He is in the U-Haul. Called him?
I did. And what actually was funny is he brought something up that I found really interesting. He's like, especially because I think about Stroef, right? We've all heard how he drives 1 mile per hour over the speed limit or like close to the speed limit.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, isn't it crazy that like I just show up to this, you know, U-Haul place, they throw me these keys to this big truck and I just drive away? It is kind of a fascinating thing because they don't check your driver history, your accident. Do they even get your insurance?
They get your credit card information.
Most importantly.
Yeah. So they cha-ching, cha-ching, a little dent, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Just in case, a little surprise.
Just don't screw it up.
The idea of Stroef driving a U-Haul.
It's like scary.
The image in my head is just hilarious.
Yeah, some skinny dude just,
he's a big wheel, honk, honk. You know, you put it in reverse, beep, beep,
just
beep.
Doesn't fit.
Oh, man, what do you know? Look who comes knocking, 800-990-3776.
Oh, my gosh, are you kidding me?
That's the Carbless Talking Text Line. List is more. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. I don't know why he's chatting up Will, part-time Will, who's running the show
Taking his place.
Mm-hmm. Alex Troef, welcome into Kyle Bruston-Northman. Did you crash the U-Haul?
No crash yet, but I'm glad you brought this up. Isn't it rather concerning I'm legally able to drive one of these without, like, passing a test?
No.
It's a lot of vehicle for you, Stroef. A lot of vehicle
for those arms. If you lose power steering, then I'm going to get worried.
Yeah, no, that's fair. But I just want to point out, I drive a Ford Focus. I am now driving, like, 5 Ford Focuses.
Yeah. Are you doing a good job doing it, buddy?
How many curbs have you rolled over? Bonked?
Oh, great question, Benny. Well done by you. Only 2 so far.
That's fair.
Don't try reversing. Don't try reversing at all.
I will say, though, I did back in. Luckily did not hit the house that I was moving things out of. But right after I got off the phone with Benny this morning, I got hit with quite a gust of wind, and I immediately went into the rumble strips. But everybody's okay. We're fine. We're operating.
Are you driving the vehicle right now?
Gotta go, guys.
Get him off the phone. He's a liability out there.
A gust of wind pushed a 10-ton truck into the rumble strip?
No, a gust of wind pushed his weak arms to have to turn the wheel. Yeah, to not actually,
I didn't know if he was in the vehicle. I thought a gust of wind just flew him away.
Yeah, like a piece of paper in the wind.
I'm just telling you, Stroef is so weak. You know when your car gets hit with that wind, sometimes you got, it moves a little bit, and your arms kind of move just a smidge. But most normal human beings have enough muscle mass to be able to just straighten it out. Not Stroef. He'd say,
800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking Text Line. Some big news today, courtesy, not of Shams Charania of ESPN, We were first, and I don't care about being first, but we have the source. We have the Bucks president. We have Peter Fagan joining Wisconsin's Midday News on our sister station, 620 WTMJ. He joined Greg Matzik, Jessica Tai, and he gave an update on Damian Lillard.
I think he's been cleared for full basketball activity, which is unbelievable. He's no longer on blood-thinning medicine, which allows him to have some contact and play. And I think for us, you know, beyond thanking world-class physicians and our whole performance team and Dame himself, he'll continue some on-court activity, and, like, we will see how it goes.
That's some big news.
Ooh, baby.
That is some big news. You know, obviously—
Peekaboo.
Brad, I see you.
Brad was reading the tea leaves.
Those tea leaves never lie, boys. Look at me now. That $20 bet that I have with Homer, boy, he better start figuring out, make myself some assets.
Well, it's $3,050 if they win the championship,
yeah, as
he would say.
Yeah, well, they get Dame back. You can better believe they're well on their way. Yeah. They are well on their way.
What about our $20 bet we had?
Yeah, we're going to win that one too, right, Kyle?
Yeah,
I can't
wait.
As the news struck, I went over to Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and I looked at the series price. It was the Bucks were, what, plus 165?
Yeah, I'm going to win $34.
You each gave me $20 to plug in yesterday while I was there for the weekly wager from 6 to 7 p.m. on 94.5 ESPN.
I mean, our timing was perfect. We probably got the exact best odds possible.
Impeccable. Thank you, Brad.
Anywhere
good job,
from
Kyle.
Loaning me that plus $145 to plus 150 for the Bucks, and I forgot to place the bet.
What do you mean you forgot to place the bet?
There's $20 in each of my hands, one in my right, one in my left.
What do you mean you forgot to place the bet? We gave you money to place the bet. We had a whole conversation.
I put it in my pocket. I didn't think about it. I got a lot in the brain, a lot in the noggin.
What are you talking about?
Are you taking the money back? I'll keep the money.
Are you the house?
No, I'm not the house.
How many?
You don't get the bet.
No, that's right. Ben's the house now.
Yeah, that's where we gave it to you.
Yeah,
I'm not the house.
So you have to pay us the same amount. What was it? A plus 165? It was 34?
$34.
So that'd be 54. Ben owes us 54 if the Bucks end up winning the World Series.
That is highly illegal.
What do you mean it's highly
illegal? It's a gentleman's bet.
It's not a gentleman's bet.
We make bets all the time.
Pottawatomie Casino Hotel is saying right now the Bucks are plus 150 to win the series, so you would miss out on $1 to $2.
Okay, can
you go place that bet, and I'll pay the difference between the 165 and the 150.
You're not even going to do what you said you were going to do. You're going to make us have to go and place the bet after you promised to place the bet?
No, I never promised.
What do you mean you never promised?
I didn't promise.
You said, give me the money. I will be at Pottawatomie Sportsbook tonight. I will be there for the daily wager, and it'd be no problem. How many kiosks did you walk by?
Weekly wager?
Weekly wager.
Thank
daily,
you,
weekly. We're wagering. That's exactly what we wanted to do. How many kiosks did you walk by? From parking your car to the studio and back?
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you. I was running a little behind, so I was a straight line to the sports book for the show.
Okay, great that you say that, because you told me yesterday on our phenomenal show, Kyle Brusted Norman, that you would not take anything less than $20. You told me, hey, I'm not going to put in that measly $10 into the slot. There's people around me outside of the studio now who can see me two steps away from where we do our wonderful show at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, right? They could just walk right out there during the break. We have 3 to 4 minute breaks, don't we?
Did you know that Pottawatomie Casino Hotel is 4 minutes away and you can go do this yourself? I'm not your errand boy.
I made a mistake,
but I also have a daughter to pick up after.
No, don't do that.
Our breaks are 4 minutes long. You had 12 minutes, four times each, to be able to go and place that bet, and you did not do that. Don't you make excuses, Ben.
Like I said,
you're going to do something.
I am not the house. I am not comfortable with that, and you can't make me do something uncomfortable
Good
Karma Brand's handbook I signed.
You know what this does? Dings the reputation of Benny Betts.
100%.
It does. He's not the same guy in my mind.
I'll give you these $20 back.
No,
go place the bet, and I'll cover the difference of the $2 if the Bucks win.
KBN Nation is worth
nothing. The Bucks. This might be a sign.
This might be a sign.
I might have saved you $20 each.
Nope.
Oh, don't you say that either. You're doubling down on negativity. We're not going to have that here.
I'm just bringing up the scenario.
Mm-mm.
So you say you're going to give me how much money after the Bucks win the series?
$34.
Okay.
Well,
cool.
No. You're going to plug this in. It'll be like 32, and you each get two more dollars on top of that once you take these 20s.
Give me my $2 now. I'll hold on to it. No, give me my two. No.
Man.
Kyle just threw $20.
You're the house now. Now you're the house. You said you're going
to
do something.
It is highly illegal to talk about an FCC violations of holding bets.
Oh, stop it. Oh, now you just
I don't
stop it.
Will, Will, you are here as the producer to make sure we don't do anything that gets us in trouble.
Will, it won't.
Now that they're actively asking me to hold a sports bet, I am not a legalized betting union that I can take these bets.
Well, no, you're not.
Well, before you answer, I do want you to understand, about a week ago, we were at the Great Verizon wireless store, and Brad placed a bet where Ben helped do all the numbers, so Homer was the house. You had no issue doing that a week ago and talking about how Brad
went. That's Homer's problem. I'm not going to put myself
in
the numbers.
You advocated for it.
So did you.
You don't have to hold our bets, but the bet is good. As they say, bet good? That's what they say?
Yeah.
The bet is good.
Bet is good.
We'll hold on to our 20s.
This is fair. I'll take this criticism. Adam says on the Carbless Talking text line, Ben pulled a Kyle Wallace.
Yep,
set out
sure
to complete
did.
A task, got it 70% done, and then
70?
Left.
You got it 0% done. Zero.
I mean,
70
I got
would have
it
you
in.
Wish you. I wish you would have did as much as I did to my mound for my money.
You need some context. For those who missed it, Kyle and I got Brazilian wax for a charity fundraiser for childhood cancer.
And I did more than you did.
That's
this
actually
shameful.
Not true. We have evidence that you did not
do. No, more than you did in this situation, man.
Oh, that's
now
fair. But I'm also not going to be on the air taking your bet as the house.
Oh, shut up. We're going to do it off air then.
Yeah.
This is not over.
Bet is good. If this $20
it takes two
I will,
to tango.
I will hold on to this $20, and if the Bucks lose, I will give it to you, Ben.
You
but
no,
if the Bucks win,
yeah,
we are getting that 54 from Ben.
Have you no shame?
Actually, if we're gonna do this, I can negotiate my own odds before I
bro,
accept your
the
bet.
Odds were set in
and
place
based
last
off
year.
The way that the timing has changed, it is now +50 at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. So whatever +150 on 20, it's $30.
No, we activated
$20
the bet.
To, it's now
last
$20
night.
To win that $30, and you get $50 back.
You're a snake. You know that? It's a snake in the grass. So I sit in here and I trusted you to do something. I Venmo Brad the money like that.
That's right.
He provided the $40 to you. You were supposed to do your job, and you sat here, yeah, well, here goes your money back. You have no empathy, no sympathy. You don't feel bad at all.
Yeah, do you even feel bad?
Not at all. Like, it's not my job to be
what
your
What do you mean?
You
said you were going to do it.
I made a mistake. I'm a human being. Like, I'm sorry. I'm genuinely
that was
sorry.
That was not yeah, a genuine.
No, I made a mistake.
Pull back the tape.
I'm
sorry.
Kyle,
genuinely,
Brad,
I'm sorry.
I'm genuinely sorry.
No, you're not.
Like, I made a
no,
mistake.
You're not. No,
trust
you're
me,
not.
I love how invested you guys are. A year ago, if you would have told me Brad Nortman would be yelling at me segment one because I didn't get a bet in, I'd be like, that's not Brad Nortman. But I've gotten
that's
you
a
to a place
point.
Where you have a little itch. You have a little
shame.
Scratch on that wrist. You were over your last seven in betting, and now you are all in on this. So I would count this as an overall win for the development of Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Spin
personally,
Zone Benny.
You know, 800-990-3776. I want people to call and text in. Should Ben be the house? That's what I want to know. We should put it on a poll. Should Ben be the house?
Will, your first vote.
No, he shouldn't be the house.
Oh, but
how far is Pottawatomie from the studio?
4 minutes.
He offered.
They have
to
bags,
do it.
You don't even have to get
arms,
on the highway.
They have vehicles.
Yeah.
But
he
Will, if you
to
say
it.
You're going to do something and you don't do it, shouldn't we hold you responsible?
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, if you care that much,
oh,
you can just go do it yourself.
Oh, Gen Z wouldn't know accountability to slap him in the dang face. He don't know what he's talking about. That boy don't know what he's talking about. He too young. He got to grow up still.
Now, who's the whiny people now?
Anybody want...
This is anger.
You guys are pretty whiny.
This
no,
is,
you
this
dropped
is
the
let
ball.
Down.
Are you guys going to be whiny all show now?
When it's about our money, you bet we are.
Gosh, you guys are cheap.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
I will spend $20 on this bet so I can spend $6 on her. I'm going to double up.
Oh, you're going to spend more money in Pottawatomie? That is not a guarantee.
I was investing in my girl, and look at this now. You messed it up for baby girl, and then Will, you sitting there trying to be on his team with
just,
that.
He's doing his due diligence to make sure he can grow his career at Good Karma Brands.
Will, you know what? You want to grow your career at Good Karma Brands? You know what? Since you said it's so close to Pottaw, which it is, Pottawatomie Sportsbook is so close. I'm going to give you my 20, Will. You're going to put it on the Bucks.
I'll go right after the show.
There you go.
800-990-3776. Yes, I pulled a little bit of a Kyle Wallace, and for as much as I've called him a fraud, I am a hypocrite.
You're a fraud. You're a fraud. And you owe me $2 after the Bucks win this series.
Oh, man. Brad is one thing, but Kyle can't hold Brad accountable till the jewels have been fully waxed like they were supposed
man,
to
be.
Man,
my jewels don't need nothing. My jewels is perfect. Leave it alone, KBN Nation. It's good.
I'm just telling you what the fans are saying at 800-990-3776. All right, fine.
I'll text people a picture.
I'll go.
No, I don't trust
no,
you.
No, 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 no. We're not going to do this again.
So now you will
fool
give
me once.
Money.
Shame on me.
Fool me
twice. You ain't fooling me twice.
Yeah.
Man, I ain't no Kyle Wallace. I got your bet slips right here, you babies. I got your bet slips right here, you
big
baby.
I never doubted you, baby.
I never doubted you.
Follow through, Benny.
I was wondering why the 20s weren't as crispy as the one.
You guys get the best odds. Give me that 20. It's not even mine. I just had to find two 20s in the office today.
Wow, I legitimately thought you forgot, Ben. How about that?
You guys.
Ooh, I feel good now, baby.
I was ready to beat the brakes off
Miles
you, boy.
And
we
Madison, now that you know that they just have no trust in me, I mean, I think it's pretty crazy the way that they spent 15 minutes berating me. Miles, welcome in the Carbless Talking text line.
Yeah, Ben, you get the $40. First off, Kyle didn't finish getting fully waxed.
Correct. Wax him for me, then.
He's got nothing to say. And Brad didn't get anything waxed.
That's true.
That's a donation just right to Ben. You two got nothing else to say. That's it.
A donation to Ben.
Now I'm going
to
say something dirty.
I love it, Miles. Thank you for the call, 800-990-3776. I want you guys to do a little self-reflection in the break. You guys didn't trust me. You didn't think that the guy that talks about Pottawatomie Casino Hotel on the air every single day, giving you best bets, talking about the sports book, talking about the video wall, talking about the food specials, the drink specials, the VIP deck, the bingo, the table games.
I did call
the
you a
slot
snake
machine.
In the grass.
You called me a snake fraud, in the grass.
Fraud.
Dang.
Y'all better do some internalizing right now.
Hey. I saw red. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, me too. Hey, listen. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm genuinely sorry.
Genuinely sorry.
We're back next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I put my card in. I pump. When it clicks, I pull it out. I put it away, and I move on to my own.
That's what she said. Thank you. Thanks so much, Ulti.
She pumps and moves on with her life.
Take it out, put it in, moves
on. That's
what
she said.
Come on, Kyle. Keep up. That's Packers Hall of Famer. That was one of my better ones, and he's confused.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I won't know. Have you ever seen?
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman singing Kumbaya again, or at least I'm willing to forgive and forget. Kyle and Brad yesterday gave me $20 each because the Bucks series price at Pottawatomie Sportsbook was +165 to beat the Pacers. Their 20 will win them 34. I said I would go place that wager when I went to go do the weekly wager. Excuse me. The weekly wager from 6 to 7 on Wednesdays on 94.5 ESPN. And I put the bet in for you guys in the first break of the weekly wager. I come in here, and I have $40 acting as if I didn't do it for you guys. And you guys turned on me faster than I ever would have imagined. I realize now that we don't have the trust that we need to be a successful show.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
I got called a snake in the grass.
That did escalate quickly, though, didn't it?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. He gets on us all the time about, you know, being part of something. And you know what hit me is that Brad and I were so excited to be a part of this bet, he didn't offer to be part of the bet either. You should have been right here with the team of Kyle, Brustin, Nortman saying, you know what? If these two are going to do it, I'm going to do it. And you just step in.
Yeah, a little bit of camaraderie, a little teamwork.
So, you know what? Yeah, maybe we did come at you harsh, but I think it's your own fault. Maybe you're the one who needs to look into the mirror and see why we would come at you that way, because of the fact that you have duped us and tricked us so many times and got us into all types of mischief and nonsense that this was just us saying, are you kidding me?
The fool or the fool who follows, Brad?
Oh, that's powerful.
And now he calls you a fool.
Well, I will say.
Maybe I am
a fool. Because even Ben's own words was, a year ago, I never would have imagined Brad Nortman be shaking Ben Bruss down for a bet. But look what you've created, Ben. You've created
a
betting monster.
So you're saying it's my fault that you're the monster.
Yes. You have created a new version of Brad Nortman, one that's an insatiable Wisconsin better.
No faith, as Adam says, ye little faith. Shaking my head, Chef Ed on the Carbless Talking text line. Ben needs to be trusted when it comes to anything gambling.
Oh, Chef Ed wasn't saying that 15 minutes ago.
And your win rate when you do group bets around here is as
then maybe
abysmal,
it's a good thing I'm not with you guys in this bet.
We'll see. Maybe. It's not camaraderie.
I will say, I'm a little nervous that I bet with Kyle alone.
Mr. Old
because
for
he's
seven.
0 for 7, and he retired and now came out of retirement for this bet.
Hey, when you come out of retirement, that's when your best years are ahead of you.
Is that Jordan situation?
I am MJ. Those are the best years of Michael Jordan after he retired?
I'm well, MJ. I retired like Barry Sanders.
Yeah, you got an example of that, the retirement?
MJ.
That's not
the first
true.
One. Oh, the first one.
The first one.
That wasn't really a retirement.
Yeah, that was a stepping away from a gambling problem.
Favre had a nice little run.
Favre, yeah. I'm like Favre for 2 months. I lost, you know, a heartbreaker.
Yeah, hopefully, a lot of tears. Hopefully it's just on the field.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, I am Brett Favre on the field, not off the field.
There you go. Just want to qualify that one.
My photos are for me and mine's only.
Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Part-time Will running the show. No Alex Stroph. 800-990-3776. I've learned a lot about my co-hosts today and the faith that they have in me to deliver.
Your own fault.
At Pottawatomie Sportsbook. That's okay. I can take it. I just know the faith that you guys have. Oops, I did it again. I don't know if you can see, probably not on YouTube, because it's not as bad, but I don't know if you guys need to talk to me or if you guys need to set me straight. I was playing basketball, subbing in the basketball league because I'm not in this session. It had been about 4 weeks and I was like, you know what? I got a lot of burnt up, you know, built up energy. I'd love to go burn it on the basketball court, right? When you sub, you don't have to play all the game. Like everyone who's paid the most amount of money, you want them to get the most time, play all the game. And so here's the scenario. Every quarter matters in this league. So we lost the first quarter by 2 points. And we were up by 3 points in the second quarter. We were up by one on the score, but up by 3 points for the second quarter. And in order to win that quarter with 4 seconds left, we could foul twice, and it's just like a double bonus NBA style. You shoot two free throws. So I went to the guy, she's like, you want to win the quarter? Like, it's not my team, but if you want to win the quarter, we can foul. He goes, oh, yeah, good call. Let's do that. So one of the youngins I was going against, Con Knipple's brother, the one that went to Duke with his mom and dad doing the scorebook, had the ball. I switched on to him.
High school kid? No,
high school kid. Just won the state championship. Got some offers. Playing for Team Hero. Doing the whole basketball thing. Like, he's way more valuable in his basketball career than me. I go to foul him. He's about 6'8". He got low and ripped through. Boom!
Oh, my God. Mm.
My tooth ripped his eye open.
Protect that man.
I know.
I hope the parents grabbed you and almost choked you. What are you doing?
You're out of this league.
This is our meal ticket, our second meal ticket. What you laughing for? Is it? They got one, they got two, they got two more boys coming.
In the NIL era,
they got five boys, one going to the NBA draft, the one that I knocked with my tooth. And
I got eighth grade that can hoop too?
A freshman that was on the state championship team, a middle schooler, another middle schooler.
Yeah, they got hoops.
They got five specimens, and I almost took out one of them.
I almost took out two. He's 6'8 already.
I still have a loose tooth.
No way.
Yes. How would you explain the one right here?
That's a tooth.
Like the second one
before
the
left. Second one from my right, your left.
Oh yeah.
So like it's one of the front four.
Yeah, it's pretty vital,
and it's a little wiggly. I'm a little nervous about it.
Does it like ever like re-solidify on its own?
They do. It does. It's not. It was just a little wiggly, and overnight when I woke up, I felt it. As soon as I woke up, I was like, it's not as wiggly.
Ben,
so I end up going to UrgentCare. Doctor.
No, you didn't. You went to urgent care again.
Well, I went to the hospital last time.
Don't
luckily,
matter.
The urgent
Don't
care.
Matter. Urgent. I'm sick of you,
the
being.
The doctor is part of KVN Nation now.
Oh.
Wearing some Brewers scrubs.
Okay. KVN Nation. So, all types of professions.
Novocaine in the lip.
Again.
3 stitches, dissolvable, and off I went.
Your lip just healed.
Stitches again?
I had 6 2 months ago in the same damn league, and I'm a sub. I was like, you know, just get a run in. Don't get, you know. What do I do from here? Do I retire?
Ben.
I'm hurting kids. I'm reaching out of pocket. I'm hurting our premiums here.
He didn't have to get a
stitches, did he?
Oh, yeah, he had stitches.
Oh, he
you
did?
Done messed up that boy's precious face for the rest of his life.
He's scar cream.
He's going to need that for his NIL deals and get drafted.
Exactly. They're going to try to, you know.
Are they going
to
sue me?
They should, because you just reduce what he's going to make. They're going to have him in like a soda.
No, this is an opportunity for NIL. They,
don't nobody
you know,
want Scarface on their damn team. He lost a lot of promotions.
Ben, I'll tell you what. You know, we're here because we love you. And we want the best for you. And in a situation like this, when you're surrounded by people that love you like this,
do
you
tell
love
you, me? You just called me a snake in
well,
the grass.
Yeah, but that was then. Yeah, I love Ben Bruss, but you gotta retire, man. It's time to retire. You're chasing the old days of Ben Bruss 2014, hitting the Michigan shot, Final Four. Ben, I get it. You got nothing more to prove, man. You got a future wife. You've got a baby girl. You got so much to live for. We can't have you getting knocked in the head, concussed on the ground.
The thing that I'm scared about is the tooth loose. Could you imagine if I was playing basketball before the wedding and something happened to my teeth?
Yeah, those, you just throw away those wedding photos. Throw them away.
Ben, you're too big of a liability in a lot of things. You're a liability for my health insurance. You're a liability for your wedding, for your fiance. You're a liability because you can't even walk a cup of juice from the kitchen to the couch
also
without
true,
spilling
yeah.
it. I mean, you are an absolute walking liability.
You also have called me a walking miracle.
I know, you're a walking a lot of things. I can't believe you get it through. But Ben, you got to hang it up. Retirement, quit, whatever it is. Brother, you know how rare it is for somebody to have stitches multiple
times. By the way,
when I played in
the Big Ten as a collegiate athlete, I never got hit in the face once.
You're too slow now.
Yeah.
You're too slow.
I'm too slow. It's crazy.
Too slow.
I was falling all over the court yesterday.
He can't play.
Nice, Will.
He's a bona fide scrub.
That's what it is. Only scrubs get
bonafide
hurt this often.
Scrub.
Yeah.
You said it yourself. You don't see people getting stitches all the time in college basketball because they're still athletes. You're a has-been, Ben.
We always play those
said
guys.
It, Brad said it in a nice way. You called me a snake in the grass, and now you're saying like you're the has-been. Will's called me a bona fide scrub.
I take
Brad
back the
at least snake. Approached me in a way in which I was able to listen.
Yeah,
and
you could receive
think
it.
About it.
He's not
it's
a
all
ha-
about
he's
the
a
delivery.
He's
yeah,
a
well, I mean, I said
well,
it in a more eloquent
that.
Way, but yeah, he's
I'm be eloquent. I'm just being honest. I mean, this is why it happened. I don't know. You got to retire. What did your fiance say when you came home late because you had to go to urgent care, running up your dang
she
bill?
She was asleep. I texted her, "Are you up?"
Oh, I bet she's like, "What's going on?"
No. She luckily stayed asleep. And I did last time that I went to the hospital, I sent it in a group text to some people that, you know, were with so like they could laugh at me or whatever. And I purposely didn't send that because she, when I got back from the first time of the six stitches, she woke me up at 2 a.m. when she woke up in the middle of the night. I was like, not happening this time. I'm not letting her know what happened. Once I go to sleep, I want to sleep. But when I rolled over, I said, "Hey, baby." And I smiled. She goes, "Are you kidding me again?"
Oh, yeah.
Ben,
yeah.
Have you become the try-hard guy on the court?
No.
The guy that can't keep up, so he's the try-hard guy,
and he's getting
injured?
Come on, what are you doing trying to foul a 6'8", 15-year-old?
Yeah, just let him go. Let him try
to win the corner.
I'm
a competitive guy.
Get the young boys to do it. You ain't young no more.
I wasn't guarding him. I got switched on to him.
You switch on. Hey, I ain't fouling him. You see that? Heck no, that boy will barrel right through you. Competitor, so, this is what happens when you try to compete. You end up in a hospital.
I wasn't going to go to the hospital, but I took a drink of water, and it went right into the hole, and I was like, I think I got to go. So I wasn't able to partake in anything last night, but Brad maybe did it for me.
Oh, I sure did. I don't have another one for you tonight, Ben, because Ben Bruss is going to need all the carbless that he can have, and I'm going to need all the carbless I can have. I'm enjoying the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack, that and the Mango Vodka Cocktail, the new flavors of 2025 from Carbless. I see them all the time at my grocery store. When I go down right at the end of the aisle there, I see it. I take one hand, I take two hand, pick them both up, put them in my cart so I can enjoy the blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit flavors that are in the Tropical Blast Variety Pick that are just so darn good, especially today. Nice weather. Nice weather tomorrow. Perfect time to open up a can and enjoy a Carbless. That and the Mango Vodka Cocktail is everything that you love, that I love about Carbless. Low carbonation, high flavor, no sugar, no carbs, no gluten, just 100 calories and a ready-to-make cocktail that hits every single time. Made right here in the great state of Wisconsin, Carbless is continuing to show why Liss is more. Enjoy a Carbless with me tonight. Carbless, Liss is more.
Part-time Will, you got something cooked up that I don't even know about? Am I hearing rumors of something?
Yeah, you might be.
So what's going on? What am I teasing to KBN Nation, because they don't know you that well, but they're going to get to know you today.
It's a soliloquy or a poem asking you to stop playing basketball.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Part-time Will.
And putting, to you, baby.
Man, the youngins put me to rest. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Oh, wow.
Is it north?
Sprite Eagle is way north. Way north.
Man, you're doing the thing where you don't know what you're doing.
No, it is, though.
We don't know where up north is.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Hit it.
Well, speaking of hanging it up, you remember the moments of that magical March 2015? I wasn't even a part of it. I was in Lithuania, and that's when I knew I had to hang it up, for real, for real. Frank Kaminsky leading the charge with Bo Ryan and Wisconsin's run to the championship. Sam Decker, Frank Kaminsky, Josh Gosser, Bo Ryan are going to be there for Made 'em Believe on June 26th. I'll be hosting that to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of what was a magical run for the Wisconsin Badgers basketball team. Go to uwhoops2015.com to get your tickets. Made 'em Believe, June 26th at the Orpheum Theater in Madison, presented by Michelob Ultra, Potosi Varsity Ale, Potosi Hard Seltzer, and M3 Insurance. What a transition, because Will, part-time Will, who's in for Alex Strofe, Kyle Brustin-Nortman across ESP Wisconsin, UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. Can get us at the Carbless Talk and Text Line or interact with us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. What made you come up with killing me off my basketball career today, Will?
You know, a couple summers ago when I was a young one, you were my coach. And it hurts me to see you like this, still getting hurt out there.
Dang.
I just want what's best for you, Ben.
What was Ben like as a coach?
Can't remember. But probably.
so not memorable.
Yeah.
So not very good.
Did you make it to the NBA?
Obviously not.
All right, the NBA, you sucked.
Oh, that's wow. A high
those are
bar.
Pretty high standards.
Yeah, especially
for
Will.
Yeah.
Dang.
He's short.
5'7". Yeah.
He could have been a Muggsy Bones. Yeah.
I saw him barely leave the ground. I was like, he got switched sports, and he had a D3 college baseball career.
Yeah. 200 career hitter.
Hey.
Oh, wow. You and Bob Uecker.
Yes, yeah. You and
Uecker. Hidden right above the Mendoza line, or on it, I guess.
What do you got for me to make me feel even worse?
All right. Ready? Ben Brust, you were once my coach. But maybe now it's time for you to take a new approach. Stepping back and draining threes. But now you're a laundry cycle, washed indeed.
He can't play.
Wow.
Winning men's league championships to post on your Facebook, you're past your prime. Please close the yearbook. That's two times now where you've had to say, ouch. This may be your sign to stay on the couch.
Mm. Oh, wow. Mm.
Getting you, Ben. You're snapping.
You're snapping.
I think you should stay on the couch. Even good. The couch is dangerous, though, Will. I want you to understand that the couch is very dangerous.
It is.
For Ben Brust.
Everything in my household is dangerous.
You need to be
how
wrapped
is the couch forward. Dangerous?
Because Ben can fall asleep and fall, or he can stub his toe on something or trip. You probably stub your toe on some type of furniture.
So
in
you
home.
Need to, like, plastic wrap him and bubble wrap?
Bubble wrap the boy
so,
until
like,
his way.
So, like, kid-proofing my home would be for both my daughter and myself.
Yeah, you said you play with her toys already.
I do. They're great.
Yeah.
They're
maybe
wonderful.
Stick to doing that. Nothing else dangerous. If you want to get energy out or anything like that, you go upstairs to her little playroom and you play with her toys. You don't play basketball. You don't do anything.
Well, I was just thinking about getting a Fisher-Price hoop for her.
That might be too dangerous.
For her, but for me.
It might be too dangerous.
She will find a way to injure you. You'll be guarding her and you'll fake fall over. Bam, head on the ground. There goes that tooth.
Are you concerned?
Loose now, gone then.
I did lose my teeth on a fireplace when I was 3 years old.
Oh, wow.
Did you really?
Yes.
Gosh, Ben.
Does all this add up?
Astounding. It's astounding you are living to tell the tale.
Yeah, sometimes you never grow up.
Okay, easy on that one. Because sometimes I start worrying, like, maybe I really got to think twice about every movement.
No, you should think twice about
every
movement.
You know what my fiance's famous words are to me? Slow down.
Oh, boy.
That's wise words.
Oh,
you know what
boy.
Bo Ryan, the head coach of the University of Wisconsin men's basketball team, would say? Ben. Go the speed limit.
Oh, poor thing. Poor thing. This is she's going to have you plus kids. She got to say that, too. She's going to say slow down. Little Brust baby's going to say, which one? Daddy this time.
Come on now.
What you mean, come on now? She said slow down. Y'all ain't even married yet. Y'all got many, many happy years in front of you. You got the next 40 to 50 years of your life to hear that. Poor thing. Poor thing. She got to do that for you and your seeds.
Are you convinced yet? You're going to hang him up? I mean, you got Will writing a poem about you.
He wrote a
We have an intervention. You're getting injured.
Like Aaron Rodgers leaving the options open to men's leagues around town and contemplating retirement. You know, I'm focusing on my inner circle right now.
Wait, did Aaron Rodgers get on something and say all
He was on the Pat McAfee show and gave the song a dance.
Wait, you know he didn't. He didn't talk in circles, did he?
We'll let you this be the judge Aaron in a Rodgers. Little bit.
Come on, Aaron. Some people never grow up.
But now it's time for one of our favorite games.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I wonder how part-time Will will be at over-under.
Probably going to be too hard with the line. I think he did it one time before and he had the line high.
Probably doesn't want to lose, so he's going to try to put us in a hard position.
Yeah, he's trying to impress people.
No, this one's very properly, the line is properly set.
That's what they all say. Ben Brust, Kyle Walls, Brad Nortman, no strofe lasagna in MKE on 800-990-3776 wants to know how Strofe's move is going. Well, he's ran over two curbs in the U-Haul, and he's living.
Can you imagine Strofe not only driving a U-Haul, but lifting things?
No.
Lifting boxes and couches.
Dude, if a couch falls on him, it might crush him.
Yeah.
Like a bug.
Might. 100%.
Like, bones are going to be...
You think he's wearing moving gloves?
100%.
He's wearing grippy moving gloves.
Knee pads, a helmet... Elbow pads. He's protecting himself. That
goggles.
Little scrawny boy.
All right,
yeah.
let's put KBN Nation work here for over under on Kyle Brust and Norman. Let's go. Caller 16 and caller 20. Caller 16, you're going to get a category for over under and a line from part time Will. Will, whatever 16 says, over under. Caller 20 will be stuck on the other side. Kyle, Brad, myself, we team up. We get 10 guesses to get as many right answers as possible based off the line Will sets. We go for it all. Caller 16, you get the choice. Caller 20, you're stuck on the other side. 800-990-3776. That is 800-990-3776. Over under on Kyle Brust and Nortman. Next.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman.
And I'm like, you know what? Lola the Bunny was kind of strapped.
Yeah, okay, here's as far as I'm... All I'll be able to say is I get why Bugs was so love drunk over Lola. I get it.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. Every morning now, I just love the convenience. I could hop around when Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee go to break because sometimes unsportsmanlike on ESPN Wisconsin, which is on from 5 to 9 on ESPN Madison, is on as well. I can just go to both. That's why I use the ESPN Wisconsin app. Download it today for your chance to win an all-inclusive private tailgating experience during day 3 of the draft in Green Bay. Open the ESPN Wisconsin app, subscribe, or put Kyle Brust and Norman at the top of your favorites, and then check out the contest tab to register for your chance to win that tailgating experience, all-inclusive private tailgate experience. I can speak from experience. It's something you will want to be a part of day 3 of the draft in Green Bay. Check out the ESPN Wisconsin app for all things content, contest, podcast. They have it all, and it's easy to use, and it's my go-to ESPN Wisconsin app. Time now on Kyle Brust and Nortman with part-time Will to play over-under.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for over-under on Kyle Brust and Nortman.
All right. Today we have the 10 NFL players with the most Instagram followers. The over-under is set at 7.5.
How am I supposed to know the 10
what
NFL
What the damn
players?
Hell?
See, this is that
Gen Z energy. Gen Z?
And this Gen Z or Gen Alpha?
This is
current, a good topic.
Current players, like on a roster?
Just any NFL
can
players.
Can I ask you, why is this relevant? What's happening on social media? Did I miss something?
Yeah, usually it's a theme.
I don't know. I just decided it was an interesting topic.
Social media is an interesting topic.
Followers.
Yeah.
Did you,
I thought it was interesting, what? The list.
So off, you know, today I'm going to a bachelor party and I searched the place that he wants to go. I said, bro, you can't have me searching these places at work. Had to hurry up and click my screen down. Oh, my God.
Gentlemen's clubs?
Well, yeah. He said, I want to go to this place called Treasure. They have good food. I had no treasure seen more than food, sir. More than food.
Treasure Chess.
Maybe that's the name of the place.
There you go, Kyle. Doesn't take a genius to figure that out for a bachelor party.
I didn't know. I'm thinking it's a good restaurant. I'll look it up and I'm clicking fast. It's
on
my big monitor.
It could be a good restaurant for all you know.
I heard it's a phenomenal restaurant, but it serves more than food.
It serves more than food.
They are all current active players.
Current active players.
I mean, I honestly don't know where to start.
Well, who are the, you know who always.
When you say current active, like.
They're all active.
Are they good?
They are not retired.
Are they good? Are they notable?
Okay.
That's
probably what we need to learn.
What do you think?
Like Aaron Rodgers, is he currently active?
Yes, he currently active. He's not retired.
Well, you know who used to have a lot.
All right, are we starting the clock?
Yeah.
Who's the final answerer? Who's the IG person?
Not me, man.
I'll take it.
It's NFL popularity.
7.5, Will?
I confirmed with Josh DiMaggio, and he said that was very fair. I wanted to go lower, for the record.
No, Josh doesn't like Ben.
All right.
Here we go.
Is it started?
Yes. I don't know why it's not playing.
5, 4.
Come on now.
Hold on.
Reset it. Get it going. This is why he's part-time Will, not full-time Will.
Dang, that's a shot. He's a college student.
I don't give a damn. You step in the seat. You have expectations.
Yeah, he's right. He's right. Definitely right.
This is the Kyle Wallace standard of producing.
Hey, Kyle Wallace, he would have had it at least by now.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't going to say now we're getting really low here on the totem pole.
Okay, the timer's not working. There's just nothing's playing.
Oh,
I don't know what Strofe did.
Put on your phone.
Strofe probably got some. Strofe does have a weird
timer. Put on your phone now.
And tell us, remember, make sure you tell us 2 minutes, 1 minute,
30 seconds, 10 seconds.
2 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds, 10 seconds.
All right, ready?
I want that alarm going off.
3, 2, 1, go.
A-Rod's final.
I guess.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah, Travis Kelce for
Pat
sure.
Pat Mahomes.
Well, I said final, so you got to take
okay,
it.
Okay, so yeah, Rodgers. Rodgers final.
Final. None of the hotkeys are working. There we go.
Oh.
No, not on there.
Oh,
Aaron
okay.
Rodgers.
Okay, Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce final.
Yes, Travis Kelce is number two.
Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, I got
Patrick
Mahomes
final.
Yes, Patrick Mahomes is number three.
So Juju might be on
like
there, too.
Beckham? Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yeah, Odell Beckham Jr. Good job. Yeah,
OBJ final. Oh, yeah. Timer's working.
Yes, Odell Beckham Jr. is first with $17
million. First? Dang. Okay. Who else is like, what about like Christian McCaffrey? He's married to like...
Olivia Culpo?
Yeah. So I would say Christian McCaffrey.
Right, final. Yeah. You're going to final it. I knew it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's number eight.
I like
who
what
else?
You're thinking.
I'm thinking like popular, like pop culture.
Oh, Josh Allen's married to somebody.
Ooh, yeah, Josh
Haley
Allen.
Seinfeld.
I like that.
I don't know who she. Oh, she is he Jerry Seinfeld's daughter?
No, Steinfeld. She's a. I like Josh Allen.
She's an Instagram model.
Yes.
Who dates?
Hang
Instagram
on, just keep coming
what,
up. With
what about Tyreek like Hill? Like Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, he's pretty famous now. Who's famous now? Lamar's Tyreek.
What about like Russell Wilson?
Oh, Russell with Sierra. TJ Watt, I don't know. I think
maybe.
Now, what about
who's some good receivers nowadays?
Flashy receivers like JJ, Jamar.
I don't ever see them pop up on my.
All right, let's go
man.
With Josh Allen final.
Josh Allen not on the list.
Tyreek Hill final.
Yes, Tyreek Hill's number 9.
We also what?
You have 1 minute left now.
Oh, thank
so
you.
That
we
the timer is ahead.
Oh, okay, so we got a real timer.
Yes.
What do we add here?
So we have 5.
You
and
have 5.
We have to get 3 out of 3 here.
Yeah. Okay. So we have Russell Wilson still not said.
I feel like Kirk Cousins ain't on there.
No.
I'm trying to think of the quarterback TV show.
What about receiver or quarterback?
What about like
any flashy defensive ends? Max
Miles
Crosby,
Garrett
Miles
maybe
Garrett.
In Cleveland? I didn't think TJ Watt would have a lot. I mean, I feel like it has a lot, but I don't know.
40 seconds.
Any other wide receivers?
I mean,
dang, Antonio
think flashy
Brown's not
quarterbacks.
Current.
Yeah,
I mean
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but I don't.
But he's not that kind of guy.
Yeah, he doesn't do much.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow might be a good guess.
Russell Wilson final.
Mr. Unlimited number 4.
Okay. I mean, two more in a row.
Yeah, let's try Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow final.
Joe Burrow, number five.
How much time?
15 seconds left.
15 seconds, boys.
Not Aaron Rodgers not on the list.
Jalen Hurts. Oh, what about Saquon Barkley?
Saquon. Jalen Hurts finally. Why'd you go so crazy?
Because he was just named like the most influential person.
Yeah,
that has nothing to do with Instagram followers.
What do you mean?
Saquon was on there too.
Oh,
you guys pivoted at the last second.
I was gonna go final answer Saquon, and then my man acted like it was like a lock.
Yeah.
That's my fault. He's like, Jalen Hurts.
Wait, dude,
I saw the most influential thing that has nothing to do with Instagram.
Was that our last guess?
Yes.
That was it.
That's my fault.
And the time's out anyway, so.
Dang, I should have went with Saquon.
This is why we have a system.
Yeah, you're right. The time was running out. I panicked.
We had Miles and Key Wascom was on the under, and Josh and Kenosha was on the over.
Who chose what? Who
they chose the 16? Under. Josh chose, or Miles chose the under. Caller
what number
16.
Is Jalen?
He wasn't on the top 10. I only have the top 10.
Give us the top 10.
Jalen's a hunk to a lot of these women.
It was Odell Beckham 1, Travis Kelce 2, Mahomes 3, Russell Wilson 4, Burrow 5, Lamar Jackson 6, Juju Smith-Schuster, who you guys mentioned very early on.
You didn't say his name.
Look, I was just nervous.
I think
you're so nervous that you shouted Jalen Hurts because he's a top 100 influential
women
people.
Women love him.
I actually think Kyle said the entire list, and then when it came down to it, got it wrong. At one point or another, he listed everybody.
You did say Juju. It was super early.
I said Juju, yeah. I have it on my list here.
Missed Saquon, Christian McCaffrey, and then Tyreek Hill was 9, who you guys got.
Dang.
I hate losing, especially when we were going to say Saquon.
I know.
I should have said
Juju. I just didn't believe it.
No. We didn't need that.
No,
we just needed Saquon.
And then
you threw Jalen Hurts, not Juju, at us.
No, I just knew Juju was on. He's famous.
Like, yeah, he's definitely like social famous.
Yeah, like remember he was doing the dancing and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like,
that's why I thought Justin Jefferson might have had a chance because of the gritty.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Man, I can't believe Jalen's not on there.
That's tough.
Well, maybe next time.
Damn, Kyle, you wearing that jacket like a game show host from the 70s and come in with final answers like that?
You do. You do look like a game show host from the 70s.
I got a great
event. It's sharp, though.
Shout out to the Pearls for Teen Girls tonight. They're having their annual fundraiser. So
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, part-time Will running the show. To be honest, Will, you did nothing wrong. Both producers of One Scalzo and Brust and Kyle Brust and Nortman chimed in on the personal talk and text line and said, "You idiots, the timer is silent until 2 minutes
comes up. Josh texted me that, and I was like, okay, so I wasn't going crazy because I was clicking it like crazy and nothing was happening. You guys are like, where is it?
Well, yeah. One of us said, where
I'm
is
the
it?
Problem. I'll take that one. Yeah. Kyle is also the problem.
I failed it today, Phil. I feel bad. I failed it today. I should
have. We panicked. We lost our cool.
We lost our cool. Well, because we got nervous. The timer messed us all up.
No, you can't say we got nervous when you. Can you please, when we come back, pull the audio of the last 10 seconds?
It went something like, it's Saquon. All right, Saquon final. And then, no, Jalen Hurts, most influential person ever.
Wait, did y'all say Saquon final?
Yeah, I'll pull that.
If y'all say Saquon final, then we won.
Pull the film.
Pull the film.
We'll go back. We'll get it on instant replay. We'll call Gene Steratore in New York, see what he says.
I actually got Gene's number, so I might have to text him in.
Cool.
Tell him, y'all said final, nice, cool. Y'all won.
Cool.
KVA Nation, we took the L here, but you can take the W with Weedman Lawn Care. All that hard work you put in, you want it to show. And we talk about how Kyle and I have gotten our first service. Brad, they're getting all the equipment ready for you. Weedman is going to make the neighbors stop and stare. They use golf course quality fertilizer and effective weed control, all part of that winning game plan. It is kid and pet friendly. That is massive. Get a free quote by going to weedman.com. Get 50% off your first treatment. Half off at weedman.com. Weedman for the win. We choked, but I want to relive the choking. Plus, Aaron Rodgers' future. He joined Pat McAfee's show at noon. 40 minutes of realizing Jordan Love's kind of nice to have around. 2 minutes next.
At -196, we start with whole lemons, nothing wasted. Each one is flash frozen in liquid nitrogen.